This is episode 173.
It's time for the RV Podcast. Traveling North America in an RV. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle, and sharing tips on where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of RV reporters.
Hello and happy new year, everybody, and welcome to the RV Podcast. No matter what kind of an RV you have, whether it's a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this is for you because here we talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting fun people, boondocking, discovering interesting places, and of course, using the right gear and technology to enhance the RV lifestyle. So you are very welcome here, and we are very honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, a brand new year now, 2018, stretched out with open roads before us as we plan our RV schedule. But I got a question for you. What happens if you get sick while you are out there on the road? What happens if you need a doctor and you find yourself far from home in another state? Well, in this episode, in our interview of the week, we're going to tell you about a terrific plan that we came across that, well, I think every RVer at least ought to consider. It's from a company that provides on-call doctors for RVers in every state. Now, these are doctors who can talk to you on the phone or via video. They can prescribe most of the drugs that you'll need for any sudden illness. They can even help you find a local specialist. It's going to be very interesting. I think you'll enjoy this interview coming up. Plus, we've got a chock-full episode filled with RV tips, your questions and answers about the RV lifestyle, RV news, and full RV show schedule information for this coming weekend. It is RV show season once again, and we've got some great off-the-beaten-path advice, too. But first, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hello, dear.
Good morning.
We are recording this morning from, I wanted to say Bugaboo, Wisconsin, but that's not it. Baraboo, Wisconsin, which is in the Wisconsin Dells. Yes, I know. It's January and the temperature last night dipped down here to
-8.
-8. Wow. Fahrenheit. I don't know what that works out to centigrade for you guys in Canada, except it's very, very cold. We are on the road, starting the new year on the road. And it's funny that the topic of this episode is healthcare for RVers, because that's what we're going to get. We were, some of you who are regulars will know that we were in this area, this very area, about 6.5 months ago. Last June, we were on our way out on our annual West RV trip to the West, taking I-90 out, and about this place right here in Wisconsin Dells, I started having some abdominal pains, and my local doctor, who I called, said to go to the nearest big city hospital, and we were on the route, and you know where that happened to be? It was the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. So the result was I had to have my gallbladder out, and I did. But we were so impressed with Mayo that we are on our way back there. Here's one of the things that we do, and I think this is one of the more frustrating things that RVers encounter, is trying to get all your doctor appointments every year out of the way so that you can travel without having to be back for doctor's appointments. So we're big believers in getting a physical every year. And we heard about Mayo's, executive physical?
Mm-hmm. So, well, my brother's been trying to talk us into that for years.
They are supposed to be rated the best hospital in the world at the Rochester Mayo Clinic. So we made an appointment. It took me 3 months to get in, and I'm going to do my annual physical. Now, what would normally take, what do you think, weeks?
Oh, I don't know. But you're just going to go in, and in a couple of days, you're done.
They set you up with doctor after doctor.
And if it works out good for you on our way to Glacier, I might do the same.
Yeah, yeah. It takes about that long to get in. So Jennifer's going to use me as her experiment.
You're the guinea pig.
I'm the guinea pig. But I start there in the morning at 6:30 tomorrow morning, which is Wednesday, the day this show is being released. We're recording it the day before. And it goes 6:30 till like 4:30. Every half hour, there's an appointment or a test. Same thing on Thursday, and you meet with a team that evaluates you. So I'm getting it all done basically in 3 days. And then that leaves us the whole year to go RVing.
Right. We don't want any surprises. Hopefully minimize surprises.
Did you see the picture I posted this morning of our dog, Bo, back in Michigan?
He's having fun.
Yeah, Bo is being watched by our son, Jeff, at his house. And Jeff posted a picture of Bo up on the bed with their four-month-old baby, curled up next to the baby. The baby's got his hand on the dog. The dog got a new buddy.
Yeah.
Getting spoiled by little Jax, four-month-old, and Jax's big sister, Jovi, who's 2.5.
And our daughter-in-law is very kind and gracious.
Yeah, hope they give us our dog back.
I know, they're not going to want to give him back because he is really good with kids. That's why we got an Elkhound, because our experience had been that they were very good with children.
But anyway, so we kind of missed Bo, but it just wasn't the right place to take him since we're going to be... Jennifer's probably in the health club of the hotel we're staying at, and I'm going to be getting tested and poked and prodded. But, you know, it's just so convenient to get it all done all at once, so that will be pretty great. Amazing cold gripping all of the country. I don't know how it is in the Southwest, down around Arizona. I think it's always warm there. And I don't know what it is like out in Southern California. Probably pretty nice there. But the rest of the country is just shivering. It's been 2-3 weeks now of really cold weather. Even down in Florida, where we like to go on the Emerald Coast, they're talking about it being hard freeze warning, sub freezing.
Do we even mention at our home in Michigan what happened to us with the vent
freezing up?
The vent froze up in our half bath, and our whole house smells like a sewer.
Yeah.
And we called a plumber, and he came, and he told Mike to get some cotton balls and some duct tape and block off the sink and put some water in the sink.
The vents in the sink, yeah.
And that he had no intention of going up on the roof and clearing our vent.
It didn't do a darn thing.
Charged us $107 and felt no remorse.
No remorse.
For that. And
no
so
remorse.
Our house is toxic.
It is.
And I will not let you up on the roof. It's like two stories where you have to climb up to get to this vent.
Yeah, and there's snow and ice on the roof, but we'll find somebody that'll do it.
Hopefully we can find somebody.
We need a little thaw, but...
I just couldn't believe. I mean, they could have told me that when I called them on the phone, that they weren't going on the roof. And
so while we're doing our consumer complaints, let's tell everybody about another reason that we've learned why RV travel is the only way to go. Why we will not fly anymore.
They don't want to listen to us complain.
Well, I think this is a good reason. For some of you, this might be the excuse to get, talk your spouse into getting an RV. And for others, you'll just nod your heads. And for others, maybe we can save you some money. We were going to fly down on the first week of December to, we had to do a real quick trip, just like Thursday, flying out Thursday night. Friday, watching our grandson graduate from college, and then coming home Saturday morning because we had sketches we had to do. So, that's a big deal. We were going to go. And, we weren't 100% certain that he was going to graduate on that date. That was the date we had, and we wanted to get the tickets. So we bought flight insurance. Folks, I can tell you this. If you're going to fly Delta Airlines, don't buy the flight insurance. If you think in case you're thinking if you get sick, you're covered, because you're not. I was just really, I woke up the day we were supposed to fly with a fever, and it was cold, hot, and feeling terrible.
It had been working on you for a few days, but we wanted to go watch our grandson graduate. It's a very special thing that he graduated.
And but we couldn't go. I mean, I would have infected the whole plane, so we canceled. Oh my gosh. I figured, I'm so glad I bought that insurance. And nope. They're making us jump through so many hoops on it, including a doctor's statement. Well, I had a fever. The doctor, I did get one finally. You have to give half a day to go get a doctor to sign this 2-page form they got. Anyway, bottom line is they are really giving us a rough time on this. And I'm hearing from a lot of other people. I actually posted on my personal Facebook page, and I'm hearing from a lot of other people that they've had the same problem, that they buy this, thinking in case you get sick, it'll cover you, and it doesn't. You're rejected more often than not. So,
well, there's a lot of fine print. There were pages of fine print.
Yeah, right. So,
but we were booking these tickets.
Yeah,
late
we
at
had
night.
To do it right. Yeah, all right.
Let's get this insurance.
But so forget our problems. But my other real reason is when I added it up, it's better to RV. It would have anything under 1,000 miles, you're better off driving there. By the time you go through airport security, drive to an airport, park, go through all of that hassle of being strip searched as you just about go on the plane through Homeland Security, get on the plane, drive to wherever you're going to go, get your baggage if everything's on time. It really is almost as efficient to drive there. and in having the comfort of your RV, so
we
much
really
better.
Do try to drive. I mean, we're driving to Minnesota rather than flying because we considered what was involved with flying and what was involved with driving, and we chose to drive.
We did have a couple of doubts yesterday as we were driving. We got caught in Lake Michigan lake effect snow and had whiteouts until we hit Chicago and rounded the lake, and then it was clear and dry the whole way. But oh my goodness, that's pretty tough driving.
It was
driving.
Great fun because I wasn't driving.
Yeah, you weren't driving. I didn't mind it either. It was kind of adventurous, but so we did drive, and I prefer driving. You just have much more control over it, and it's much better. So that's our thing. If you're looking for another excuse to get an RV, there you go. It's much better and much more efficient to drive along the line of that. All right, lots more coming up. But first of all, let me tell you that this portion of the podcast is brought to you by Campers Inn, the RVer's trusted resource for over 50 years and the nation's largest family-operated RV dealership with 19 locations across the country and still growing. Rock-bottom pricing at Campers Inn. Not only that, but that's where you will find the integrity pricing guarantee. And that means that all quotes for new RVs include freight, orientation, detailing, and prep. And what that means to you is that you're not going to be surprised by hidden upcharges and fees that you find at other RV dealers, not at Campers Inn. Campers Inn has 19 locations across the U.S., mostly along the eastern seaboard. Their newest store just opened in Ocala, Florida, and new dealerships are coming to Acworth, Georgia, and Thornburn, Virginia in early 2018. They sell motorhomes and travel trailers and more from the industry's leading manufacturers. They have top brands like Tiffin Motorhomes, Grand Design, Coachman, Thor, Forest River, and of course, Campers Inn exclusives like the Gulfstream Friendship and the Cruiser Embrace. Award-winning RV sales and service, hundreds of RVs at the best price, and certified trained service personnel for you, a professional staff, years of RV knowledge. Campers Inn, tell them you heard about them on the RV podcast.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
Our dog, Bo, loves the winter, and he really loves snow. But sometimes the snow and ice can build up on his paws and cause him some pain. So we use a product called Musher's Secret. We learned about this product while covering dog sled races for the blog, and it goes on his paws whenever we take him out for extended play in the snow. Musher's Secret is a dense barrier wax that forms a breathable bond with your dog's paws. Developed in Canada for use with sledding dogs, it provides tenacious protection even in the most extreme conditions. Just spread a light coating of Musher's Secret on the pads and rub in. It protects the paws and still allows perspiration to escape through the toes. The neat thing about this product is that it's not just for ice, snow, and salt protection in the wintertime. It also protects your dog in sand and from hot pavement during those summertime hikes. It can be used weekly or as needed to prevent abrasions, burning, drying, and cracking. Think of it as an invisible boot. It's $19 on Amazon and at pet stores everywhere. We'll put a link to it on our gear page at roadtrekking.com/gear and in the show notes for this episode at roadtrekking.com/172. And be sure to send me your tips and suggestions for the RV lifestyle. You can use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com. Just click it and then use the built-in microphone on your computer or mobile device to record a message to me. You can do it over as many times as you want until you're satisfied. And then you just click a button and it comes right to my email inbox. I love hearing from you.
Jennifer's tip of the week is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes and now with free shipping. I'll tell you, Rad Power Bikes are the perfect addition to any RV. You don't need a tow vehicle with a Rad Power Bike. They fit on the back on a special rack. They are a consumer direct electric bike company. They produce 4 unique models of electric bikes. And because they are a consumer direct brand, that means buyers get a premium electric bike without paying those huge markups caused by dealers and third-party retailers, priced often at less than half the cost of comparable bikes on the market because that dealer retail markup chain's cut out. On top of their already awesome prices, you'll find free shipping anywhere in the country. Rad Power bikes are really cool. I mean, they're 750 watts of power on all four of their models. That's, by the way, the most powerful motor an e-bike can have while maintaining that street legal status, meaning that no license is required. You can ride it anywhere. You can ride a bicycle. All four models can reach 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling. All four models give riders the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle or utilize five different levels of pedal assist for an added boost, or you can combine the two. This is a great New Year present for your RV. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge, and if you use the code ROADTREKKING at checkout, besides the free shipping, they will give you an additional $75 off. RadPowerBikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
Yes, I was reading your blog on the RV service technician shortage, and I was wondering if there's any information you could provide me to learn about being a RV service tech. Thank you.
All right, that's Stephanie, who called in on our leave voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. By the way, you can use that. That will let you use your computer right on your microphone. But if you have one of those voice recorder messages, you can use that too. You can record it right on your smartphone and then send me that file at mike@roadtrekking.com, and we can use them that way too. But it's easier just to use that thing right on the website. Well, thanks for calling, Stephanie. Stephanie saw our report on it, and boy, there is a big demand for RV service techs.
I'm sure she can check into this. Yep. She has some experience working on motors.
We attended a couple of seminars and talked to a lot of people at the recent RV National Trade Show in Louisville, Kentucky last month. And this is a huge growth area. What do they say? Some RV techs are making over $100,000 a year.
And there were a lot of women.
Yeah. We noticed a number of women that were
attending those workshops.
Yeah, their seminars and training sessions. There are a couple of places that you can go. And the first place I guess we would suggest is the Recreation Vehicle Industry Association, the RVIA. I will put a link for you, Stephanie, or anyone else that's interested on our show notes, roadtrekking.com/173. And you'll find that they have online courses where you can actually get some e-learning done and certified training. And they also work with a number of organizations. They have training sessions at different dealerships around the country and at different special trade schools. So we'll link you to the RVIA website where they talk about educational opportunities. There is also an organization that we learned about called the RV Maintenance Tech Course. And this is offered online, and they also have hands-on programs around the country. And that's rvtechcourse.com. I'll put a link. Just go again to the show notes, scroll down to listener questions of the week, and you'll find it there. The show notes, again, are roadtrekking.com/173. But there are plenty of other places out there. Some community colleges offer mechanic courses. And, you know, Stephanie, if you think this is an area that you're interested in, something I would urge you to do is to call a couple of big RV dealers, say, hey, I want to learn how to be a certified RV tech training. Sometimes they do it right in a dealership, but a big growth area. It's now a career path for many people. It used to be very seasonal, but, you know, with the boom in RV sales, there's a big need for RV techs. So let us know, Stephanie, how that works out. Okay, here's a call from Pat.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This is Pat in Massachusetts. I just found out that the Allstays app is no longer available in the Google Play Store. And the Allstays website shows the app is only available for iOS devices. I saw something in another forum about it having to do with Google Maps fees costing too much for the developer. Anyway, I was wondering if you had heard about that. I have it on my Android phone and it still works, but I'm wondering how long it will continue to work. And if there are any alternatives for Android phones for people that are no longer able to purchase the app. I love your podcast. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, thank you, Pat. Well, Jennifer loves that app, and I do too. It is the single best resource as you're traveling and you want to find out, you know, where nearby campsites are, where Walmarts are, where you can overnight, or Cracker Barrels. You can get reviews, directions, maps. You can find the next rest areas. It's the All Stays Camping app. And the good news, Pat, is that the app that you currently have on your Android phone will continue to work, and it will work indefinitely. It will, though, not be updated. And this is one of those problems. You all heard the big issue over net neutrality, and the administration recently abandoned that path. And while this per se is not really a net neutrality issue, it kind of is on the same general area that many proponents of net neutrality have been talking about. Well, that's one of the reasons they're upset that it's no longer in effect. And that is the access that the internet should provide to everybody, including small business owners and individual operators, like the guy who made this All Stays app. This is just a single guy who made this. It's been around for 12 years. He works full-time and more on developing that, keeping it updated. He used the Google Map API, or the interface, if you will. The Google Maps is what it was based on finding. And Google started charging this incredible fee that is just outside of his reach, you know, for a small operator. Now, big corporation, no problem. But, you know, this is a website that was lovingly maintained and an app that was lovingly maintained. And bottom line is, you can't change the mind of Google. And so he had to pull his app from the Google Play Store. It'll still work. Those of you who have older versions, it'll still work. It does work on the Apple platform, iOS platform, and that will continue to be updated. I'm not sure what the map basis, I think he uses Apple Maps probably for that, and Apple's delighted to have them, but not sure on all that, except I do know that it will continue to work on the Apple system. Now, there's another thing you can do. You also can go to the All Stays website, allstays.com. The website is always updated. They even have a pro version on there that has more detailed information than the app has. So, you know, it's not all lost here. It's just that those of you who use Android, and that's a lot of people out there, will not be able to get updates on it unless this all works out, and who knows, that could happen. But that is a great app. Really is. Helps us find what we need. All right, another question we want to jump into this week. This came in from somebody who heard us talking on episode 171 about the questions over using biodiesel or blended diesel on Sprinter-based RVs.
If I have a half a tank of B5 diesel fuel and add an additional half a tank of B20 diesel fuel, do I have something less than B20 in my tank? As an example, it would be like B14 or something like that. And would that help prevent any damage that B20 fuel might cause to my diesel engine?
Sure. It would be fine to do that. If you listen to episode 171, and I don't want to go back and rehash all of that, but almost every diesel manufacturer in the world, except Mercedes, has said that using B20 blends, biodiesel, is just fine. Mercedes and their Blue Tech diesels have not jumped on that bandwagon. We finally dug out and got an up-to-date statement where they said, well, if you're in a state and that's all they sell is biodiesel, it's okay. Prolonged use, you want to monitor your oil usage and your filters and all that stuff, but yes, you can use it on Mercedes. So the only state that I know of right now that will only have B20 biodiesel, by the way, Mercedes says anything from B5 down, that's a blend, 5% biodiesel and rest diesel, B5 down is fine. The only state that has that 20% mandate is the state of Minnesota, and they start May 1st with that, and then come October 1st, then you can get regular diesel as well, and that's because in the wintertime you need that high-performance diesel, but I don't know why they have such a you know, other than the fact they think that it's much better for the environment. But other states have it, but it's not mandated yet. And there's some states, as you go west, you might have trouble finding something that is not biodiesel blended. But we're assured by Mercedes that it is okay to use. Just monitor your stuff and don't sweat it out. So there you go. Hey, if you have a question, we invite you to use the leave voicemail link, and we'd love to have you be a part of the podcast. Here's how to do it.
Want to be part of the podcast? Ask a question, leave a comment, click the leave voicemail button on the right side of the rvpodcast.com blog. We welcome listener voices and love your questions.
Sponsoring this part of the podcast is Van City RV, bringing you the largest inventory of Class B RVs from locations now across the country: St. Louis, Missouri, Las Vegas, Nevada, Kalispell, Montana, and now their latest one in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Van City RV is all about the American dream, living rich and full on the land, enjoying the open road. That's what they're all about and have been since 1970. Delivering that dream to families across the U.S. Jennifer and I have visited Van City RV. We've talked to the staff there. We've heard from many of our listeners over the years who have described their experiences with phrases like, we were treated with like royalty and awesome service and honest, forthright, helpful. All four Van City RVs have a buy and fly program where you fly in to purchase your new RV from Van City. Then you get five-star treatment transportation from the airport. You get $500 towards your airfare. And then your new RV is fully prepped for travel, complete with full tanks. And here's something really cool that they do. After they give you this complete 360 orientation, you'll take delivery. And then they set you up for two nights of camping, completely set up at a park nearby, just like a veteran RVer. And if you have any questions, they're right there to answer them in person as you get to know your new RV. First-class service matched with a selection of all major top luxury Class B camper van models from Coachman, Dynamax, Leisure Travel Vans, Renegade, Road Trek, Erwinheimer, Gulfstream, you name it. They've got the largest selection of Class Bs you'll find anywhere, even top quality used motorhomes as well. Here's Dan, the van man, with what's happening in the new year.
Thanks, Mike. Well, we roll into 2018 with a large selection of used Class B motorhomes. You can check those out at vancityrv.com. We also like to announce that Van City RV will be at the Colorado Denver RV Show. That'll be January 4th through the 6th. And we'll also be at the St. Louis RV Show February 1st through the 4th. So stop by and see all the new inventory at those two shows. Have a great day.
Okay, as we said at the very top of the question, show today, and asking you the question, what happens if you get sick while you're out on the road? What happens if you need a doctor and you find yourself far from home in another state? If you've ever had to go to an urgent care center, you know what a pain that is, how impossible it almost is to get into one of those. We went to one last week. It took like an hour and a half. We still weren't anywhere near getting waited on, so we had to leave. Well, in this episode, we're going to tell you about a terrific plan that we just heard about, and I was so impressed with it that I called up the guy who is behind it, and we asked him to be our interview of the week this week. I think it's worth certainly considering. It's a group that provides on-call doctors for RVers in every state. And these are doctors who are licensed in the state that you're in, who you can talk to right away on the phone or even by video online. They can prescribe most of the drugs that you'll need for any sudden illness. They can help you find a local specialist. It's called RV Health. And you can use it for many of your medical issues instead of, you know, those expensive urgent care visits. If you wake up, for example, one morning with sudden flu-like symptoms, you know, stuffy nose, a cough, congestion, well, you'll have trouble getting an appointment with an area doctor while traveling. You know that. And you don't want to miss time on the road. Go through the hassle of sitting in an urgent care or a hospital waiting room, getting exposed to all those other sick people. Well, what do you do? Well, this is worth considering. Our guest is Scott Blair. He is a full-time RVer, and he set up the service. Again, the service is called RV Health, And we asked Scott to come on the program and talk about it.
Well, Scott Blair joins us right now. And Scott, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. What a great idea.
Thanks, Mike.
I am, before we get into all the details of this, which everybody's hanging by with pens and paper waiting, first introduce yourself a little bit. You are a full-time RVer yourself, are you not?
We are. We've been RVing full-time for the last 14 months with our family. We're a family of five. We've got three children that are 9, 6, and 2. And we also have about a 90-pound lab and a cat that go with us in our 37-foot fifth wheel as we're traveling around visiting the national parks.
Well, how did RV health come about? I know you have been involved in technology and medical technology for a long time, but tell us how this came about and the niche it fills, particularly for RVers who are here, there, and everywhere.
Absolutely. We've been developing these discount medical programs for the last 8 years. It started with our prescription discount card, which is in the program. And then, you know, about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, as we were prepping to get ready to go full-time, being in a lot of the forums and, you know, watching YouTube videos and stuff, we really kind of started seeing the need for a version of the program that we had, especially for full-time RVers, but you know, it also is completely usable for people that are stationary or preparing to go full-time or just weekenders. It fits every niche. But as we were looking at this and seeing people's feedback on healthcare issues that they were having while they were on the road, we saw the opportunity to where we could address those issues. And those can range in a variety of instances. I mean, it could be children who are catching the flu or getting sick over the weekend, to, you know, your chronic care conditions and stuff that you've got to return home every 6 months to get medical issues looked at, you know, get labs done and having follow-up conversations. In a lot of cases, some of these things can be taken care of by a telehealth company that we have set up.
So let's say I wake up, as a matter of fact, as I did this morning, with chills and a bit lethargic and maybe a touch of stomach discomfort. And my wife, being a good wife, would say, oh, you better go to a critical care place or an ER. And I'd say, like every man, no, I'm going to be fine. But how would this help me out?
Well, it helps you in a variety of ways. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that you're not feeling well. The first way is, you know, for us gentlemen, it's we hate going to the doctor and sitting in the waiting room and filling all of our paperwork and everything. I completely get that. So this is kind of reduces some of those barriers for us who do not like to go see a doctor, to where we can just talk to a doctor on the phone. It's very personable. And you just tell them exactly what your problems are. They'll go through a diagnosis process with you on the phone. And if you need a prescription, they'll send you out for that. Or they'll tell you what over-the-counter things that you need to go grab to help you out with things. So so anything along those lines, they'll be able to take care of that stuff through the urgent care part of our program.
So there's a doctor in the state you're in. And, you know, I'm in Oklahoma and I need, I've never been to Oklahoma before and I find myself needing some prescription. There's a doc there that can prescribe it.
That's exactly right. So we've got doctors in every state. And the reason for that is, you know, a lot of pharmacies in certain states, they will not allow you to cross state lines with prescribing medication. So that's why you have a doctor within the state that you're traveling to that you can talk with to get those prescriptions written for you.
How long does it take to speak to a doctor?
Well, we've got two different levels of our telehealth service, and both of those are completely free with unlimited calling, no copays. So the first part of it, which is probably something that you would need in your particular instance, would be an urgent care doctor. So it's the doctor on call. And usually you can get a call back within about 5 to 10 minutes in those cases.
Okay.
We do have a different version, or it's within the same telehealth platform, where if you need more ongoing care, you can actually set yourself up with a primary care physician or an internal medicine doctor or a pediatrician to where you can go back to that person over and over again. But those are usually, you know, you might schedule a visit like a week out in those cases. So those are more for the routine things you might do every 6 months, just kind of wellness checks and do updates on your treatment plan, things along those lines.
So the big thing that everybody does when they go to RVhealth.com is look at the program and the cost. So walk us through the cost of what this ends up out of pocket for us if we join it.
Yeah, absolutely. The monthly plan is $24 per month, and that one membership will benefit the entire family. So that includes you, your wife, your dependents, and in some cases, if you have elderly that you might be taking care of as your dependents, they would be included within this. Within this, we include the Telehealth 2.0 program, which is $0 copays, there's no deductibles, unlimited use, and we have no setup fees in our platform. And then it gets you discounts to a variety of other health benefit options, like prescription savings, which is our homegrown prescription discount card, which averages about 62% off of retail. Yeah. It's actually the number one discount prescription card in the U.S. right now. Not necessarily in volume, but in average discount it is. We provide discounts on vision and LASIK. So if you need to go see the eye doctor or get prescription lenses or contacts, you have discounts on those. Dental care, hearing discounts for things like hearing aids and checkups. Lab services, and then the medical bill saver, which is a pretty cool program. If you have something really bad happen and you have to go into the hospital for 3 or 4 days, the medical bill saver is a patient advocacy program that will basically negotiate your bills with the hospital and get those reduced for you and get you on a payment plan if you need it.
Now, the consult with a doc, how is that done? By email? By webcam? I know telemedicine is a huge developing part of healthcare today in North America, but how is it... How is it handled? Do you actually see the doctor video-wise? You hear him? How is that consult done?
It's done by a variety of options. You can do, first, just do a straight phone call. You can talk to him over the phone. We do have a mobile app that is available, so you can do consults through the app, which includes doing video if you want to do video. You have to also do that through your computer. If you want to do a video chat through the computer or your tablet, those options are available as well.
And if you pay in advance, there's quite a break, isn't there? In terms of price?
If you do pay for the annual plan, it will give you an additional month free off your membership for the year.
Okay. So it covers everybody in your family, and it's fairly quick in terms of reaching a physician. The ability to get pills prescribed near you is absolutely huge. I think in our case, we've had health issues. My wife forgot her pills one time, and oh, what a hassle calling her physician back in Michigan and getting pharmacy down in Florida where we were. I remember I once had food poisoning, and it really was just food poisoning.
Oh, wow.
But, these things happen on the road. I'm wondering if you have figured out what percentage of the typical health issues that arise for RVers does this program handle?
For the most part, it's going to handle probably about 90%. So, most people are not running into emergency, type situations. It's people that are getting sick, things that come up while you're on the road. I mean, we're all visiting these national parks that have millions of people going through them every year. You're bound to catch something at some point. But the odds are you're going to pick something up.
Yep.
So it's going to take care of the majority of your health needs. It's not insurance, so we do make that disclaimer. It's not going to meet Affordable Care Act requirements. But it does give you access to health care in a convenient way to access health care while you're on the road.
Now, how do you handle medical records? Everybody wants a history. I would imagine you would fill this out, as I look at your website, one time, and then it's available for whatever physicians that you consult with.
Yeah, through our telehealth program, there is a electronic medical record system, and with that, it is universally available with every physician that's in this telehealth network. So when you travel from one state to the next state, your medical records are still in the system, and they all have access to it when they get ready to do a review on your history. You can also, if you need to go see a specialist, out in a, another state, maybe you're up in Idaho and you need to go see a specialist for some reason, you have maybe a cardiovascular issue that might come up, they can actually help you go find a specialist in Idaho that you can go see.
That's a very good feature.
There's an extra layer there, if you have insurance, to where you may need to help a little bit to figure out who carries the insurance that you have in that area, but they can provide you with a referral for a specialist for you to go see that specialist in the area that you're traveling to. And that's kind of the part of the telehealth 2.0 program. It's this primary care physician type service to where, you're in Idaho and then, you get some labs drawn. This one you have to go get labs. And then you're out in California the next week. Well, you call up, talk to a doctor that's in California. You can review those lab results with that physician and then get on the treatment plan for something. So it's not the urgent care only type program that's in most of the telehealth programs that are out there right now.
It's kind of like having a primary, because that's basically what a lot of primaries do. They sort of just do triage and diagnose on the phone or a quick interview in person and send you to where you need to go. With the exception, this one, you can get your meds. What happens, it's being marketed, of course, for RV Health. That's the website, rvhealth.com. But what if you're not on an RV trip, if you're at your Sticks and Bricks home for a few weeks, and can you still use it there?
Oh, absolutely. So, we call it RV Health because we built it with the services and intentions that are in mind for RVers as they're traveling. But, if you're not traveling yet, you're a weekender, go out once a year, it doesn't matter. It's still a very viable product and service for people that are stationary. So we've got kids. It's inevitable that one of them is always going to get sick on the weekend when our primary care physician is closed.
Always.
It always happens that way. So so this is a way for you to be able to get access to health care without having to go to an urgent care clinic and pay the $200-$400 cost for the copay just to get in to see an urgent care facility. So this program is priced in such a way that, the first time you use it, instead of having to do something else, you're going to be in the black. You're going to be saving money by using our program.
And I'm told that you will even make a special price for listeners of this podcast if they go to a certain URL, which I guess I can give that now. It's rvhealth.com/rvpodcast.
That's right, and we are giving the RV Podcast subscribers a special promotion to where you can actually get your first month for $1. So you get in there and try the program out with a very low cost of entry to get in there and just test it out, make a phone call, get a prescription renewed, experience it, and just kind of see how it works for you. And above that, we do also provide support for the National Park Foundation. We're doing a donation from each membership. We do a donation back to the National Park Foundation to help support the efforts that they're doing to preserve our parks.
Well, Scott Blair, this is great. I don't usually jump into it myself so much, but I am signing up after we hang up on the phone. So you will have at least, you haven't even put this on the podcast yet, and you already got one new subscriber. So
that's great.
And we'll circle back and talk to you more. I'm interested in following along your travels as you visit all the national parks, and we always love to talk to full timers and share their experiences. But in this case, rvhealth.com/rvpodcast. That's where we'll send everybody, and we'll put a link on the show notes to this episode as well. Scott Blair, thanks so much for being with us on this edition of the RV Podcast.
All right. Well, let me also point out here that I have no vested interest in any of this. I haven't signed up yet myself. I mean, I'm sitting here right about to, because it's $1 for the first month. Give it a try. and I'm going to give it a try. It's not an insurance plan. It's network access to healthcare solutions, and they use, you know, telemedicine and mobile health benefits to kind of help with the RV lifestyle. So it sounds interesting to me. You know, I mean, I've had a couple of times where I wish we could have had access to a physician, and I think this will be interesting to see how it happens. Again, that link to go to is rvhealth.com/RV podcast, all one word. And I'll let you know as we experience it, and I'll see how it all works. It's interesting. I don't know. I have no interest in it. I'm just going to give it myself. I'm going to try it myself, just like I'm sure a lot of you guys are. Hey, the interview of the week is brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com. That's where every new or used Road Trek motorhome is delivered to the customer's driveway anywhere in the country. The Sunshine State RVs, many of you have heard us talking about them now for over a year. They've been with us as a sponsor. Just Nick Schmidt and his team there are at Sunshine State RVs have become actually really good friends. We just think the world of them. They are the largest, they have the largest inventory of used Class Bs that you will find anywhere in the United States. If you're looking for a Class B, and you know how hard they are to find, Class B RVs are in such demand. If you're looking for a good quality, well-maintained Class B, that's where you need to go. That should be your first place that you check, is Sunshine State RVs. That's what they specialize in. They have every kind of Class B RV you could imagine. Road Trek, of course, Pleasure Way, Winnebago, Leisure Travel, and more. Honest, you're not going to find a wider selection anywhere of used RVs. They also are a new dealer for Road Trek. They sell new Road Trek RVs. They have a full line of all the new Road Treks right now in stock. And every new or used RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection. They ensure that all the mechanical and the manual systems are in top condition. Every RV road tested to be sure it runs and drives the way it should. They go over the interior, the outside, every component. They turn on, they test. All their used RVs are clean, detailed inside and out. They even check the roof for cracks and they replace any silicone caulking. You need to check these guys out. They're located in Gainesville, Florida. But like everybody these days, you can deal so much with online or on the phone. SunshineStateRVs.com. We know people who from around the country have flown there to pick up their RVs. Others have bought them not even looking at them in person, just basically talking with them. And then these guys will deliver it to your driveway anywhere in the country. Check them out. I think you will be very impressed with SunshineStateRVs.com.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV Tech Tip of the Week.
All right, time to check in with our regular RV traveling tech correspondent, Steve Van Dinter.
Hi there, Mike. Well, first, Happy New Year to you and your listeners. As we look to get our lives off on the right foot this year, it's time we take a look at our entertainment options at home as well. And if your Bluetooth speaker has become long in the tooth, perhaps it's time for an upgrade. I can't think of a better addition to your home than the newly launched Google Home Max. Think of this as Google Home's ultra-cool older brother. Not only does it do everything a Google Home or Google Home Mini does, like turn your smart lights on and off, answer your questions, and help you out in the kitchen, but it also packs a seriously awesome array of speakers. In fact, the Google Home Max has two 4.5-inch woofers and two tweeters, which will pump out some high-fidelity sounds. And using its smart sound technology, it'll automatically measure the acoustics in your room or RV and tweak the audio so your Pandora, Spotify, and YouTube music will sound better than ever before. All you need to make it work is Wi-Fi in your home and you're good to go. It's truly an audiophile's dream come true. With this week's traveling technology tip, I'm Steve Van Dinter from Verizon.
And this part of the podcast is brought to you by Verizon, which operates America's most reliable wireless network, measured in test after test, leading network surveys, multiple tests year after year. The highest in network quality and reliability is Verizon. If you're stuck on the wrong network, head over to Verizon and get yourselves unstuck.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
Well, take a look at your calendar. Here it is, January 3rd, 2018, a whole brand new year headed out before us. The Burkitts, Tom and Patty, are regular Off the Beaten Path correspondents. They're looking at their calendar, thinking about the last year's calendar and what they're going to put in this one.
We were sitting in the kitchen this morning, drinking coffee and looking out at several inches of snow that fell overnight, when I remarked that we'd have to dig the road trek out of the snow soon. True enough, as we'll be heading to Michigan for the annual freeze-out at Tequamanon Falls in a couple of weeks. That's come to be the first event on our annual travel calendar over the past few years.
We had a great year of travel in 2017, making a first visit to Big Bend National Park and experiencing Mardi Gras for the first time. We boondocked on the prairie in North Dakota and saw Lake Louise and the fire damage at Waterton Lakes, explored northern Wisconsin, and poked around central Mexico for 2 weeks.
This year promises to be equally intriguing. I've been mapping out trips along the major U.S. highways. We've already covered much of U.S. 30, 40, and 50 in sections. U.S. 60 was full of delightful surprises when we drove a part of it at the end of last summer. In 2018, we plan to travel U.S. 68 from the Canadian border in North Dakota to the Mexico border in South Texas. The bluebonnets of the Texas Hill Country are on our list, as is the desert bloom at Anza Borrego in California, and some of our favorite spots in the Smokies.
There are literally scores of small museums in Kansas, and we're expecting to see several more of them when we head out for the road trekking get-together on the cattle ranch in the fall. As always, we struggle with the tension of seeing more things and taking the time to get to know a place. Whichever is the case, we eagerly anticipate the things that will take us utterly by surprise, and we hope to see some of you somewhere along the way. Happy travels.
Thanks, Tom and Patty. We will be joining Tom and Patty and a whole bunch of other crazy RVers in just a couple of weeks at Tequamanon Falls State Park in Michigan's very snowy Upper Peninsula. This is an annual event that we do. And I'm going to sit down with the Burkitts. They always make these incredible muffins or these biscuits every morning. Yeah, they put the honey on the biscuits. They make them for us every morning up there at Tequamanon Falls. So I'm going to get out there a little before all the rest of the campers show up. I'm going to eat some biscuits and talk to them about how they find these incredible spots. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you've been amazed at the places that they find. Wait till you hear one coming up about the Donut Trail. I don't want to telegraph my punches here. That's really a fascinating one. But how do they do that? And how can we do that as we travel? So I'll send them down and we'll talk, do a special interview with the Burkitts in just a couple of weeks. But if you have not ever heard of them before, if this is their first time, I invite you to go back and listen to the archives of the podcast and many of the other reports. Also go to the blog. We put excerpts from their reports on the blog with photos and maps and all that too. And the blog, of course, is roadtrekking.com. Off the Beaten Path report by the Burkitts. This part of the podcast sponsored by Steinbring Motor Coach. They are one of the brand new dealers for road trek around North America. They are a third generation family business in Minnesota's beautiful chain of lakes region. They're built on quality motorhomes, excellent pricing, excellent service. They've been in business since 1917, the Steinbring family has, bringing you the best products and the best service within the transportation industry. Their sales staff has decades of experience in the RV industry. They're celebrating, now this will be their 101st year in business, a third generation family business. Jennifer and I visited them last summer, and along with being named a Blue Ribbon dealer year after year, they're always a top 50 dealer. They offer new and used Newmar Class A motorhomes, as well as brand new and used Road Trek Class Bs. Also on sale, a lot of pre-owned coaches from popular brands such as Road Trek and Winnebago and Itasca and Tiffin. They have a beautiful indoor showroom, so don't worry about having to run between vehicles in the cold and the snow of Minnesota. No, they had a great indoor showroom all set up for you. They love to talk and show and explain all the different features in their RVs. Now, if you're looking for a new Class A, you cannot beat a Newmar, and they have them in stock. If you're looking for a new Class B, you can't beat a Road Trek, and they have them in stock as well. Steinbring Motor Coach, award-winning service. You need to check them out.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
All right, I have been telling you now for weeks that the RV show season is about to begin. Well, it has begun, or it will, starting January 4th. I have a whole bunch of them that I want to give you. These are on tap for this weekend, and again, they'll all be linked. You can click on them for more information on the show notes page for this episode, and that you can find at roadtrekking.com/173. So here we go. These are the shows that are this weekend, January 4th through the 6th. Starting off, Colorado, the Colorado RV Adventure and Travel Show. It's at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver, Colorado, January 4th through the 6th. Down south in Houston, it's the 63rd annual Houston Boat Sport and Travel Show, January 5th through the 14th at the NRG Center in Houston, Texas. Over to the east a little bit, the Greater Atlanta RV Show kicks off January 5th and runs through the 7th at the Georgia International Convention Center at College Park, Georgia. The Knoxville RV Show is January 5th through the 7th at the Sevierville Convention Center in Sevierville, Tennessee. South Carolina RV and Camping Show in Greenville, January 5th through the 7th at the TD Convention Center there in Greenville, South Carolina. In Wisconsin, the Wisconsin RV Show, January 5th through the 7th at the Wisconsin Center District in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And January 6th through the 14th, this is the big one, the long one, Indiana State Fairgrounds. It's the Indy RV Expo, January 6th through the 14th in Indianapolis, Indiana. One more. This is in Pittsburgh, the 2018 Pittsburgh RV Show, January 6th through the 14th at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Pittsburgh, PA. And you can find, again, links to all these shows with times and dates and admission costs at roadtrekking.com/173. Just scroll down to the RV calendar.
Traveling and celebrating the RV lifestyle. This has been the RV Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for the next episode? Just click the send voicemail link on the RVpodcast.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there, somewhere off the beaten path.
All right, so ends episode 173. We had a lot of material. I told you we did in this episode. Hope you enjoyed it all. We would love to have you be a part of the podcast, and you've been hearing us talk about it all during this last hour. And just record that voicemail message. Click the right-hand button on the roadtrekking.com website. Or if you want, if you have a voice recorder app on your smartphone, you can use that too, and then just send me that file at mike@roadtrekking.com. Please do us a big favor, subscribe to this podcast. You can get us on iTunes or Stitcher. You can hear us on Tuned In, on, I think we're on Spotify, we're on Pandora, we're on all the major apps for iPhones or Android devices. So just whatever app you use, you'll find us. But iTunes is the one everybody else seems to use the most. So please do us a favor and subscribe. New episodes of this podcast are released every Wednesday morning. Join our mailing list. We send out a special newsletter to subscribers free of charge every Monday. And you can find that from the RVpodcast.com website or roadtrekking.com. Same site. Both the addresses get you there. Don't forget our YouTube channel located at RV Lifestyle Channel.com. All one word. All three of those words, one word. RVLifestyleChannel.com. That's our YouTube channel. It's loaded with helpful videos on the RV lifestyle. Hey, we're delighted to have you with us. On behalf of my wife, Jennifer, our dog, Bo, I'm Mike Wendland. We'll see you out there road trekking across North America. So long, everybody.